Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition. The welcome to the Milwaukee Bucks, Bogoljub Marković, the 47th overall pick in the 2025 NBA draft. And I've been practicing that name all morning.
Bogey. Edition.
BOGO, buy one, get one. They usually do that with the ice cream at Burger King. Also, the fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, the game room's closed. Clowns are funny now. Happy birthday, Brad Chile Childress. Gotta get him on the show. I have dropped the ball on that edition. And of course, there's no place we'd rather be, at least Tausch, and a cast of thousands from the ESPN Madison team. Then the annual Squat Fest edition. And I'm already having a seizure.
I was going to say my eyes are like going crazy with this
edition.
I'm almost 50 years old. I'm not the discotheques. I'm out.
Discotheque of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison. Did they stop the flashing just because you said that?
Yeah, I said it's all on auto.
Wow.
Voice correct for me.
When you're a Badger legend, they do stuff for you.
You know, when you go to the movies or the theater, they sometimes have those warnings ahead of the show that, like, this contains strobe lighting
yeah.
and could be sensitive to some viewers. We should have that today.
On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. I think I have a strobe light somewhere. I'm going to try that in the next segment.
Yeah, give it a run.
ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on the ESPN Wisconsin app, which is all new, all redesigned, all free, and all customizable and available in your Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from...
Gonna be a lot of moving parts.
Oh, my God. Jason. From Squat Fest. He was so good the last time they brought him back. It is Mark Tauscher, the Packers Hall of Famer and Badgers, a legend. Are you squatting today with that bad knee of yours, old boy?
Old boy, don't squat no more. No, that's over.
You do that old man chair workout that I see on Instagram all the time?
I got some good stuff going. Some 5'7", 9". I'm doing a lot of 5'7", 9", 7", 5s where you just take five or six different exercises and you do five reps of all of them, then you do seven, then you do nine, then you do seven, then you do. I'm a big reverse walk guy off of like a resistant machine where you're working your quads and your hammies and some deadlift, some single leg deadlifts, some stuff like that. But no, my squatting days are bye-bye. So that's why I come to and cover Squat Fest, not live Squat Fest.
Okay. So give us the, because we did this last year. It was wildly popular. I don't know if you were as popular as Anna Smrek was, who was interning for us at the time. And my understanding is that we've got a number of our teammates there with you to spend some time talking Badger football, talking Luke Fickell, talking all the workouts, all the stuff that's going on there. But as someone who clearly is also you because of your knee, me because of my lack of strength, underqualified to participate in Squat Fest, what is it exactly?
I think for the most part, this is a team bonding experience. You don't see this, and we're not in the weight room. There's plenty of people that will be, you know, taking videos of that, but as a team, you need to make sure you want to see the sacrifice. You want to see and feel that working towards that common goal. And there is, I mean, I remember getting up on Friday mornings. It was like 6 a.m., bear crawling up the same ramp that's still here. And then bear crawling down it and then doing a bunch of running. And then, you know, we do stadium steps. And there is, I think when you're building a team, and you're trying to get that camaraderie and that chemistry that we talk about, you want to see how guys handle adversity. And days like today when you're maxing out squat reps, which is why I believe they call it Squat Fest, they kind of cater their workouts so that, you know, you're not lifting your heaviest end of July. You're doing it where you get a month and you can kind of start tapering it back so that when your, you know, camp opens in late July, early August, you're going to be fresh. So this to me is always going to come back to work together, you know, fight through stuff, and you just build that camaraderie through that. And it looks like it's been a tough workout. There's, I don't know how to say this on air in a clean way. There's some guys getting after it with the garbage can.
I think you successfully informed us.
Like break it down into,
that there are.
I know we're in radio. Guys, always about details.
Refunding.
Refunding. Details.
Like Costanza.
Yeah. I think refunding might be the nicest way to put that.
So I am curious, though, because look, you would agree that you're old school. Not like Vince Lombardi, John McClain, you know. Old school, Dave McClain. That's where I was trying to get to. I finally got there.
Denny McClain.
Yeah, a lot of McClains. John McClain, Die Hard.
Who's Denny McClain?
Dave McClain. He was a pitcher, I believe, in the 60s for the Tigers. Had a drug problem.
I remember Denny McClain, too. There's a lot of McClains.
But Dave McClain was obviously the great Badgers coach who passed away in the 80s. I am curious. You're old school, but not quite that old school. But when you see them doing an event like this, you mentioned getting up at 6 a.m. to lift on Fridays and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Is there not envy, but is this a good development?
Did you say envy?
Yeah, no. Envy.
God, no. I don't have any envy of doing this again. None. No. I think the only thing that you'd have the envy about is what was awesome about this is, you know, you the work and then you get the weekend and you get to go hang with your friends and your teammates. That's the part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know anybody that when they're going to get done playing is going to say,
God,
you know what?
I
missed Friday workouts. I missed, that's not where I'm at. That's not where I'm at.
So, but you said it's a bonding thing, and that's really what I was more trying to drive at, is you guys obviously did stuff too, but it feels to me that as opposed to 1999 when you were in your final season with the Badgers and 2025, there's a lot more emphasis, there's a lot more value seen in that sort of camaraderie stuff? Am I wrong in thinking that? Do we just see more of it and it's on social media, whereas you guys did stuff
that
we didn't see?
Everything's more out there. You have more avenues to see things. So, yeah, I think that this has always been something that I think coaches want. It doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, always with the big music and all. You want energy, but yeah, coaches are always trying to find that right mix of how can we form a good bond that guys are going to be able to handle adversity. That's what this is all about. And the good teams, every team, you know, Barry Alvarez used to always say, I don't know what the adversity is going to be, but we need to be prepared to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And for our good teams, we always were prepared to handle it because it's too hard to just think it's going to be smooth sailing. There are going to be some six-foot waves that you better be willing. You're going to take some stuff on. And just like at Squat Fest or in any big-time workouts, sometimes people get seasick. And then it's, all right, well, how do we bounce back from that? There's always going to be something that kind of comes up. And that's kind of how this goes.
All right, so we're going to have to take a screenshot of you or a brief video, maybe a boomerang, when the lights are flashing again.
Why is
because
that?
In the – and we'll have to post it and say, where is Tausch? Wrong answers only. Because – we're already getting some theories as to where you might be.
Where do people think I am?
Again,
Mars.
Tausch is at Squat Fest at the UW football facility, and will be joined by a cavalcade of Badgers throughout this. If you tuned in last year, it was one of the most enjoyable things we did last year. It was great, and I'm excited that you're back there. But the guess is so far. The red light district.
Oh, Amsterdam. You think I flew over to Amsterdam last night?
Tausch reporting from Mars, the red planet, from Treb. Treb also putting... Oh, no, I can't do that one. Nathan says, is Tausch enjoying some Kenny Rogers chicken with Kramer?
Oh, that does sound good. That sounds pretty good.
All right, so you have a guest that's set
we
to join
Jake
you.
Jake Chaney is, you know, played linebacker here for a long time. He is with the Colts. Going to be getting prepped. He can talk about his experiences at Squat Fest in the past, why it is important, what his plans are moving forward. And then we have scheduled to appear today is going to be Vinny Anthony and Billy Edwards. I'm sure we'll try to get Luke Fickle. We have the strength coach going to join us later, Brady Collins. And then the defense is going to be a little trickier because last year, if you remember, defense
I do remember
went first.
This. Uh-huh.
Offense was a little trickier to get. This year, offense is just finishing up, looks like right about now, and defense will be coming in. So we're just going to kind of throw the coin up, and when we grab guys, we're just going to pull them on in.
We're very good at tap dancing. We are very good at that. So we will do that, but you've got to, it doesn't change the fact that you still love Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and you still need to tell us about them.
A lot of great windows down here. Wherever you guys think I'm at Squat Fest, and if it is time to upgrade your windows and or doors and you don't want to spend a fortune, well, Pella is the best in the industry. Has a product line for every budget. Right now, you get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now and wait to start making payments later for up to 2 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Oh, end of June is coming. Offer ends on is Monday the 30th.
Monday is the 30th.
It ends on Monday. So set your free and up consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Linebacker Jake Chaney scheduled to appear on the Red Planet with Tausch next. So stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Yeah.
Riley Yauch's RMIC. We've got a guest joining us momentarily. As the lights, isn't there a song by U2 of Blinding Lights? I'm curious if that improves or reduces productivity in the weight room. We will find out, because I know it's not affecting Tausch at all as he rolls on. Joining us now, first of all, is a guy, Tausch. Why don't I let you do the invitation?
I can do the introduction. You know what? So Jake Chaney was going to join us. We were going to give the offensive guys a little time to go get refueled and replenished. Jake, obviously, just had a tryout with the Indianapolis Colts, is fighting to get in there for camp. He's all ready to go. He didn't have to work today, right?
No work today.
He took the day off.
And then I find out that him and Riley Malman were roommates, and I thought, well, here we go. I know Jason's always got a roommate game he likes playing. So we got Riley Malman, the right tackle for the Wisconsin Badgers this season, and Jake Chaney joining Wilde and Tausch. Fellas, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
So, quick question for Jake. Listen, man, I love football. I don't know if I miss this part of it. This is hard.
Okay.
Can you kind of go through? Did you miss not jumping in there and getting into Squat Fest today?
No. But I'll say this. Since I came back, I've done every workout with the team.
Okay.
Like, I don't work out, like, by myself. I've done every single run, lift with the team. But, you know, some of the things I just take a step out of.
So, but you took this morning off? You didn't want to jump in? Riley, why did he not jump? If he's doing all these other workouts with you, why did he take Squat Fest off?
I don't know. I think you got to do hard stuff.
If you want to do great things, you got to do hard stuff. Is that the –
Yeah, he might just – hit a couple of buys and tries in a couple hours. Like,
oh, he's on the executive workout already? Sauna, buys and tries for the weekend?
Yeah, I don't really know what his plan is for this weekend.
So the guys told me I need to close the yearbook.
Oh, it's time to move on.
Yeah, it's time to move on. So.
You don't want to be that 30-year-old coming to a freshman party. Like, that's the Van Wilder. I don't know if you guys remember Van Wilder.
Good reference.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. So Jake, I'll jump in, and then go ahead, Jason.
I want to defend Jake briefly because I'm looking here, and the only one who looks like an executive is Riley in this picture where he's announcing his exciting summer internship with a wealth management company.
Oh, let's
he's
see
He's wearing
it.
A tie.
Can we pull it up
I
or
mean,
not?
I mean, if you're going to bust your roommate's chops, one in a
are
suit
Are you going
and tie,
corporal?
Bro.
I mean, you know, you gotta do a little something here and there, but actually Jake did the internship last year.
Oh, okay.
Year,
all right.
So, you know.
Why does it always come back right, to Jake?
Come on.
The camera really did me a blessing there. I mean, it got my good lighting, good angles. Like, that's not me, you know. I thought I was the best – of the best of the pictures I've
seen. So you guys are like Wolves of Wall Street. Is that what is that? So once football's done, that's what this is going to be.
He's a big frat guy, you know.
Big frat guy.
Like, he's a
tell
like
me
a,
more.
Yeah, go ahead, mama.
Tell me.
No, I'm saying Jake. You said it. Tell me more about Riley's being a big frat guy.
I'm just playing. He's not a big frat guy. I was just trying to say something to get the heat off of me.
Oh, you didn't want the heat off.
I didn't want the heat
so
off.
So can you, as someone that's been through this, and we were talking in the first segment, why is this important? Why is Squat Fest important for a guy that has done it? And Riley, you just finished it. Why is it important?
I mean, you just went through it, so you go first.
Yeah, I mean, it makes the hardest stuff possible, like the hardest weight room stuff, the hardest squats. It elevates it to like the most fun possible. It's not like you just come and dread this workout. Like, they're gonna make it fun. They're gonna make it interesting. So it's like either do the hard lift or do the hard lift in a fun way, and I think that's what Coach Brady implements right there.
Yeah, like what's those concerts, like the Korn concert or the like the hard rock concerts where people just beat shit
heavy
out
metal.
Of heavy metal. Okay. They beat the life out of each other but having fun. I think that's the Squat Fest or something like that. It's a big rager, but it's hard at the same time, and you know, it gives players a different perspective of like we can do hard stuff, we can win together while having fun.
And to me, you know, you're going to have adversity during the season. Things aren't going to be smooth. And that was what I was trying to explain to Jason, who's – I'm not going to rip Jason today. This is going to be a build up my
oh, gosh,
partner
that's
day.
So nice
I'm going to be very
you.
Nice
what
to
a good
Jason
teammate.
From an
I
athletic standpoint. But it is hard, and there's going to be tough times. And that's what today is about, building that bond and that chemistry so that you know the guys that you can trust that are going to be able to be with you when times are tough.
Yeah, you're really able to – everyone gets tested at every station, every rep, and you can really see who rises to the top. You know, it's really special to see, you know, some guy who's fighting for a spot really, really fight for that spot, and you see it in the weight room, and it translates to the field.
Taush is at Squat Fest. He's sitting down right now with Riley Malman and Jake Chaney. All right, Jake, I'll get to you and your NFL pursuits in a second. I do want to also point out that Taush has never looked as good, Riley, as you look in this handsome photo.
That's true.
But
should we get some stock tips? I mean, the market is soaring right now. Did you have any of these? Any of the stock tips? I don't know if can we ask those questions.
Is that even legal? You're not going to fire
I'm not going to be the one giving out stock tips.
You know what?
Radio.
As I was asking that question, I thought maybe I should pull back. So, Jason, I don't know what you're going to go with. I'm not going to ask for any more.
There's
stock
a lot of smarter people.
I do want to learn about Bitcoin. We'll do this off air. I want to learn more about Bitcoin and AI. And there's a lot of stuff I need help with, but go ahead.
And by the way, in addition to your internship, when Taush takes time off, if you'd like to do a 3-hour shift on the show, we'd at least stay.
Oh, you
more
talk about grinding through Squat Fest. He isn't going to be able to handle 3 hours with you. Are you nuts? That's child's play.
Riley, give us a little bit of an idea of what the process will be like for you guys as an offensive line in terms of getting to where you want to be throughout summer or fall camp and getting ready for the season, because especially in today's college football, there's a lot of moving pieces. Guys graduate, guys transfer in, and Taush always talks about that connectivity and that connection that the offensive line has to have. Are you starting that at Squat Fest and in spring ball, and what's that process going to be like in the fall?
Yeah, like the O-lines, I mean, O-line starts gelling early. Like, obviously, we lose a few pieces. Got a couple guys dinged up and brought Davis in this summer. So it's going to take a little bit of time to gel, but, you know, that kind of happens every season for every team. And, you know, that really starts on, you know, weeknights, Friday nights, just hanging out with the guys. And then that runs into, you know, Squat Fest. Like, the O-line has a big group together, brings guys together. And then it's going to get on the field and OTAs and fall camp. And the O-line's just really trying to figure out the best five and trying to gel together.
So, Riley, what's the biggest difference you've noticed offensively with the new offensive coordinator just in the, you know, 6 months that he's been here?
I am so excited with Coach Grimes' run scheme. I think it's going to be awesome in the way he plays off of it. I mean, Chaney got a little sneak peek during spring ball, you know.
Did you get out there and throw some pads?
He's the self-acclaimed O-line GM.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How do you evaluate Riley before we get back to
what
the
do you
Grimes?
Mean okay, can we, self-proclaimed. I earned that title. I got to spend some time with the O-line this spring and, you know, sitting in meetings, watching how Coach Blas coached.
You finally wanted to have some fun, so you came over to the O-line room.
Finally learned how to play football.
Yeah. It's...
And, you know, like, I'm not trying to overpromise, but as a Badger alum and as a Badger fan now, I will tell you I'm very happy in the direction the offense is going this year.
What's the biggest thing that you've seen? And just because, man, you were reading all that stuff as a linebacker. And we're not going to talk about the past, but what is the big difference that you've seen if you're looking at it through your linebacker eyes?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, when you talk about teams that are pro-style teams or traditional run-heavy teams, the aspect you're kind of missing from that is the shift in motions, right? And Wisconsin, we were a pro-style run-heavy team, and we're getting back to that, but now we're adding the shift in motion aspect to it. So, you know, teams don't go against 12 personnel, 21. Crazy to say 12 personnel. 12 personnel, 21 personnel, 22 personnel. And now you're adding the motions, the shifts, the jumps. You know, you got Malman lining up at tight end at some plays.
Oh, is that a secret? Don't be giving away any secrets.
All I'm saying is for defenses, are going to have to handle that.
So, from your perspective, how much is that shifting and all that? Because, again, not going to get back into the past, but how much does that change how you look at it and how you're going to try and stop things from your side of it?
Yeah, like, you know, I think guys get paid too much now, and guys are too well, you know, too well coached just to line up.
You're not talking about Riley, are you?
No, not talking about Riley, but just to line up and play the game, you know, 8 games, 9 games into the season, you're going to have an idea what a team does, right? But now, you know, you give an offense a chance. Okay, we're going to run this play out of 8 different formations, and you know, you can't tell what type of play that is, you can't tell what type of formation that is, you can't really game plan it. You know, teams like Penn State does it, Georgia Tech does it, and they have offensive success from it.
All right, I could talk football with you guys all day, but I have more important questions, even though I've got my buddy Chris Stiles.
Well, but before you get into your roommate stuff, Jason, I do want Riley just to get into why he likes it more. We interjected Jake is stealing all your shine.
My bad, brother.
Why do you like this?
You asked him all the questions.
It's on me, too. I'm not blaming anybody. But, Riley, why do you like it?
Yeah, like Jake was talking, all the shifts and motions, it does so much. It creates confusion on the D-line. You know, they're checking out of plays through different formations, and it freezes the linebackers, so they're not running downhill, hitting the gap right away. It freezes them and gives you time to stay in your combinations a little longer and get to the second level. So that's a couple aspects that really help.
All right, you and Bulaga and Tausch and Chris Stiles and all my offensive line buddies can sit and break that down. I want to know how the hell you two ended up as roommates. Because one is a
let's
long
go! Yeah! Woo! Let's go! Let's go!
Oh, boy.
It's round two. I don't know what's going on.
There's flashing lights and yelling. That's as much as I can see.
All right, so how did you guys become roommates?
Yeah. So we weren't roommates to begin with. Yep. And it was me and Jack Pugh at the Regent. And, you know, Jake just enjoyed hanging out with us so much. He lived across the hall, but he would sleep on my couch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then he slept on my futon in the dorm.
Yeah.
And it just kind of evolved, and we got a three-person. Because get off the couch.
Yeah,
like,
get off
your own room.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
So,
you're
I right. mean, he just couldn't leave our side, so we figured we'd get a bedroom for him. So.
I thought it was more, you know, you and Jack were scared, and you needed security at night. So you made me sleep on the couch. Yeah,
keep the autograph hounds away. All right, Jake, I know you guys got to go, but I need to know about your experience with the Colts. The Packers play the Colts in the preseason. They have a joint practice with them. I always love it when guys come in as tryout guys and put their best foot forward. How did things go for you in Indy? And are you hopeful that maybe I'll be seeing you in a few weeks when there's that joint practice with the Packers in Indianapolis?
Yes, sir. So I went in as a rookie minicamp tryout guy. You know, I had a few calls after draft day, and, you know, the Colts were the best opportunity for me. They have a lot of Wisconsin guys there, and, you know, they tell me they give me a solid chance. So went there, played well, stayed a few days after. Then, you know, they told me, Jake, we don't have enough spots. You got to go back home. And they sent me back home. You know, you got to look yourself in the mirror. Okay, am I going to continue football, or am I going to, you know, get into the real world? Am I going to start working, or
don't go into the real world.
Okay, yeah, we're fighting against the real world right now. So, you know, about a few weeks ago, I get a call from my agent. Hey, Jake, you know, the Colts want you to come back for OTAs and minicamp. And I went back there, played well, and, you know, now we're waiting to see if they're going to sign me or not.
Well, as long as you don't end up on Riley's couch again. Whoa, did you not like your roommate? I mean, is there a story behind why you wouldn't stay in your own room? Or we don't have time for that.
Okay, we got time for it.
Okay, short story. So I had shoulder surgery as a freshman, and I couldn't lay down flat in a bed. So I was like, okay, I need to sleep on a couch. And in my room in the Regent, I know you guys probably stayed in the Regent.
I was in the Regent, yeah.
So we had me and my roommate had a two-seater couch.
Okay.
I couldn't lay on the two-seater couch. It wasn't long.
You're too long.
So, you know, went over to Riley's room.
He's got a big-time couch.
Yeah, I just moved in with Riley. That's it.
All right. A quick roommate thing. Who's the best cook in the group?
This guy, without no doubt.
What do you make?
He stopped.
I kind of do everything.
Really? Well, I understand why Riley's got you as a roommate.
He made me oxtails, tried that for the first
time.
It was fantastic.
Okay, so that's your go-to?
No.
What's your go-to? Like tonight.
So, okay.
Yeah, what's your specialty?
So we used to get money for, like, Red Card for groceries,
Red
right?
Card's great, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
One of the best.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, you guys know Red Card. Yeah. So we would go to the
grocery store. You know anybody who's been in Red Card? I didn't bring it up. Okay, continue. It's awesome.
So we would go to the grocery store, and me and Mama would do our laps, right? And if we've seen something cool, like Jake, they got this Korean barbecue marinade. We should try it. And that was, like, always our thing. We'll go, hey, this is a random meat. Pause. We should – we need to try it.
No, the pause was the funny part of that. Not the random meat. It was random meat. Pause. Because okay, continue.
But, yeah, that like, we did everything. We didn't just cook one thing. We did everything.
Who's the messiest right now?
Probably me, but
we have our moments. Okay. But you know,
we aren't terrible. No,
we band together. We got cleaning Sundays, so yeah. It's all
cleaning
about teamwork.
Sundays.
Yeah. You get
that's
messy,
awesome.
But as long as you work together, yeah. Clean it up, it's okay. All good.
Yes,
that's fantastic. Jason, you got anything else?
No, I think I'm good. All right, so Jake, we wish you.
Oh, look at that! Look at that handsome fella.
I told you. Would you not take stock tips from this guy?
Well, I'm gonna get some Bitcoin out. I'm gonna talk a little crypto here with the boys after we get off air.
All right, so Riley, good luck this season. I hope we get to talk to you again. Tausch is certainly an expert in right tackle play, even though he can't do it anymore with that bad knee of his. And
very
Jake,
yeah.
we wish you nothing but the best of luck, man. We hope that you catch on with the Colts or somewhere else. And the guy to your right, he's proof that it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And
yes,
so
sir.
We wish you the best of luck as well. Thanks for joining us, fellas.
No problem.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tausch will roll on from Squat Fest after he gets his crypto tips from Riley off air. Jesse, before we can continue, you need to tell us about you and your mom and your dad and Terry Bradshaw.
We're all going to the Terry Bradshaw Show at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford coming up on Sunday evening. 7 o'clock, show starts. Doors open at 6. We're going to get there early, play at the tables, grab a little food, maybe the UU Noodle Bar that Tausch has been so excited to get to at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. We're going to take advantage of that this weekend. And you can join us. Our last chance with 2 tickets available. 2 tickets today to join me and my mom and dad and the other winners from the last couple of days who are going to be in attendance for the Terry Bradshaw Show. A comedy, musical, memoir type event. It's going to be a show unlike anything I think all of us have ever seen. I'm really excited to see what it's all about, and I'll see if I can even ask Terry Bradshaw a question or two about Aaron Rodgers. I'm hoping to do so. So we have 2 tickets, Jason, to give away for the
2.
Hard Rock Casino Rockford this Sunday night, this weekend. Sunday night, 7 o'clock show. Doors open at 6.
All right, well, let's give those away. Terry Bradshaw wore number 12 with the Steelers, so caller 12 right now for those 2 tickets. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 12 right now wins those tickets to the show at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I'm told these tickets are going fast, and lots of people have been calling to try and win, so dial them up. Caller 12, 844-770-3776. Tausch continues from UW Squat Fest next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
I say go, baby, go, go, go.
Squatfest rolls on with Tausch there to take it all in and all the flashing strobe lights and welcoming in more guests. Old T, who has joined you now?
Well, we have the quarterback. I know how Jason loves quarterbacks, Billy Edwards. And I think the kind of the rising star from last year and going to take another huge jump this year. Not going to put words in his mouth. But it's also somebody's birthday today, Vinny Anthony. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy
birthday.
Happy, happy Vinny Anthony. All right, guys, thanks for joining me. Billy, where's the rest of your shirt? Are my eyes deceiving?
Well, he said something, and in fairness, I said, we're trying to draw more female demo.
Okay.
So he was like, should I change shirts? I said, no, man, just let it ride.
Well, yeah. Tausch will wear the same one later.
Yeah, I'll see if I can borrow it.
He's supposed to be like an emperor or something.
Yeah, I'll take it off my back, give it to him.
One of those toga parties.
Yeah, exactly. I took Latin in high school. I saw all the guys this morning cutting up their shirts, trying to be all creative. And I was like, man, I took Latin for 3 years for a reason. So
what was the reason?
You're looking at it.
It's okay.
You're looking
I was gonna
at
say
it.
You don't hear a lot of you don't hear a lot of people speaking Latin anymore.
Yeah, no. It helped me with derivatives of words that on the SAT that I did not end up taking because of COVID. So
okay.
But it came to play today with the 3 years I spent doing it. So I think I pulled it off pretty well.
You nailed it.
I got to tell you, Riley Malman's professional-looking picture from his summer internship you with your shirt is a great dichotomy. I love it. That could not be more perfect. First, speaking of differences before Tausch takes over the interview, and we've got the side-by-side now. Oh, my God. Well done, Jesse.
That's hilarious.
So I think this is perfect because, Vinny, you are the kind of old-school college player that I think of because I'm old, and you have worked your way and developed as a player in the program year after year after year. And, Billy, Badgers got their stud quarterback, but he was at two other schools first, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm curious for each of you, and you guys can figure out during your toga party there who's going to answer first, but you guys are kind of each end of the spectrum of college football right now. And if you could each talk about your career, your journeys, because I'm fascinated by how you both have now ended up in the same place and you're going to be throwing balls and catching balls from each other.
Absolutely. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for me, you know, obviously my college career has been a whirlwind, and this is my third spot. But I think, you know, the one thing that has stayed the same, you know, for me ever since I was a 17, 18-year-old freshman is just seeking opportunity. Obviously, at the quarterback position, it's you know, a different ball game. Only one guy plays. And, you know, the landscape of college football continued to change as I, you know, progressed throughout my career. So I'm glad, you know, every journey that I had, whether it was, you know, redshirt at Wake Forest, not playing, to, you know, being a backup at Maryland, kind of earning my role there in the last season, you know, has led me to where I am now. And, you know, I'm grateful for it, you know, to be at a place like Wisconsin and to be with these coaches and these players. Like, there's not anywhere else I'd want to be, you know, for my last year. And I think, you know, there's a lot of special guys in this locker room, not only on the offense side of the ball, but, you know, top down that, you know, like I said, there's nowhere else I'd want to spend my last season, you know, of eligibility than, you know, here with the Badgers in Madison. And, you know, credit to Vinny. There's not many guys in college football like Vinny Anthony who, you know, really, you know, stood the test of time in terms of coming in. And obviously I wasn't here when he was a younger player. I have no clue. I'm sure he was not as, you know, polished and whatnot, but he continued to develop, and he's the Vinny Anthony that, you know, I saw on film last year and, you know, I saw in spring ball this year. So that's the, you know, like you said, two ends of the spectrum, but I think, you know, it was all God's plan at the end, you know, bringing us here together, and, you know, we'll finish off our college careers with a high note.
Yeah, I guess it's because when I met Billy, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna love him, just because, like, our first conversation, I could just feel his energy. So, I mean, it was so easy when he came in. I guess for me it was different. I mean, I came in freshman year. At the time it was Graham Mertz as the QB. Old.
Dang, you are old.
Chill. I don't want to get old too fast.
That's fair.
I want to enjoy my youth.
Welcome to the club, brother. Welcome to the club.
But, no, yeah. Class of 22, high school, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I came in. I mean, I was the freshman. I earned a little spot on, Gunner. I mean, I originally, actually, fun fact, I don't know if anybody knows this, I was number 22, but I had to switch my number to 86 because I was a gunner. And at the time, his name was Jack. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Jack, he was a punter. He was super tall. I can't remember his last name.
Blank, you had to give your number to a punter?
Jack the punter.
What do you say?
He's an idiot. Jack the punter, he said.
Got me.
It's funny.
Yeah, no, but so I had to switch my number to 86, and that's how I ended up in 86, just because I was the gunner and he was the punter. So I was like, okay, that's cool. It's fine with me. I mean, I didn't really love 22, but it was cool with me. And so, I mean, freshman year, just played gunner, got some handoffs and stuff like that, but not really playing receiver, you know what I'm saying? Like, I only got – some reps at receiver in practice and stuff like that, just being the freshman, just trying to go out there and just learn really from older guys like Chim at the time, Keontez Lewis, mm-hmm. and Skyler, all of them, just trying to learn how they run routes and things like that, because I was just a young, fast kid, just got out of track season, so I'm still in my track mode and stuff like that. I was 160 coming in. I was light. I was skinny. I was skinny back in the day. But as time went on, I just got better and better as receiver. Had different receiver coaches, from Coach Whitted, Coach Brown, and then Coach Guyton last year. And I'm glad we still got Coach G, because he's my birthday twin. I don't know if y'all know that either.
Oh,
wow,
shoot.
Wow, another one. Uh-oh. Yep. This town is going to be lit up tonight.
Yeah, no, that's my birthday twin. So
thanks for telling me. I got to text
you. You got to text.
It's a brownie.
No, yeah, I mean, to where I am now, it's all been a blessing, and I'm glad I got Billy as my QB this year.
Vinny, how rewarding is it to see? I mean, you talk about Graham Mertz, and I didn't mean to. I just was thinking, wow, that feels like a long time ago. And for you to go through this process, staying here, sure there were opportunities, but how fulfilling is it for you to kind of see it through to get to this opportunity to, you know, to play with Billy in this new offense?
I mean, honestly, I really just trusted the process. I mean, I knew God had a plan for me, and I just felt like this was home ever since I first visited here. And I just love the Motion W. I mean, it just felt like home, and I built a home here. I got dogs. I got a fiance. I mean, everything's here. So it's like,
yes, sir.
I might as well stay and then just see where it takes me. And I'm really glad I stayed.
So are we. When did the light come on? Because last year, I mean, the explosive plays. And when did that light come on for you to be, man, I can do this? Was there a game or was there a moment that kind of hit where you, the confidence, you're like, all right, man, I'm the guy?
I would say it was when I was 86. It wasn't even when I was number 8. I say it was my sophomore year when I – towards the back end of the season is when I started playing more. Y'all started to see me more. I don't know if y'all remember that. Mm-hmm. I was doing punt return a little bit more. I started playing a little bit receiver and stuff like that. And then once I got a little bit more comfortable at the outside receiver – and really just, I mean, it's like with any player. Once you touch the ball, get hit a couple times, it's like, okay, it's just football. Mm-hmm. And now you're just playing the game you played your whole life. And it's just, and then obviously, like, off-season training comes into play and all that just takes over. And then, I mean, then now you're just playing with confidence, just having fun. So I really say, like, that end of that sophomore year, that bowl game, LSU, it got called back, but I had a deep catch.
That was a nice play. That was a fun bowl game. I know there was a lot of stuff, but you had a great bowl game.
Yeah.
So Billy, when you watched film and now you've gotten some time with Vinny, why is he? You know, we're going to anticipate him having a big season. But what do you like about just seeing and working with him?
Yeah, absolutely. First, you know, just how he is as a person, his work ethic. You know, I don't know if you guys can tell with him talking, he's very, you know, comes off as quiet, and he's kind of a laid back dude. But when it comes to work, you know, he's all business first. And I think when you watch his play on film, you know, he just looks like same how he is right now, relaxed, calm, kind
at
of
at least
a
for now. Maybe
to
about 10:30 tonight might not be.
Yeah, that's a different ball game. We'll have to go off air to talk about that. But just like his smoothness and how relaxed he is, you know, how he plays with, you know, a ton of poise at the position, and he's not afraid to go dig a safety out and block, you know, his route running. Like, it never looks like he's maybe trying too hard or he's, you know, running outside his frame. He just literally, like, plays kind of how he is as a person, of, like, a laid-back, relaxed guy. And when, you know, when the switch turns on, then I think it's usually too late for defenses to be able to react to that. So that's been the biggest thing for me, like I said, watching his tape, you know, when I committed, that jumped off. And then, you know, when you get to meet him, he's – very, you know, very level-headed guy, and that's good to have, especially with, you know, how much we want to target him and how big of a role he's going to play in the offense. You want a guy like that with that mindset and you know, that approach to the game for when, you know, the big moments come. He's going to still be just looking at me like that in the huddle waiting for the ball. So,
yeah, it's, so Vinny, and in the same respect, you know, Billy comes in, and you never know when there's transfers and portal and all of the rosters. Luke Fickell made it pretty clear right from the jump. Billy's going to lead this team. Can you kind of go through when you and what you see in Billy that should get Badger fans excited?
I think the biggest thing that the fans will see is his calmness and his poise in the pocket at all times. Like, no matter what happens, like throughout practices and, I mean, even in throwings, like you can see he's the facilitator, he's the manager, and he's not going to overdo anything. Like, he's not going to MF you if you, like, mess up. He's like, all right, like, you got it. Next play, like, let's go. He's always confident. He's always just
level-headed.
Yeah, yep. He's always just level-headed. He's always just smooth, and I love it because, I mean, like you said, I'm the same way. I'm not going to get too hype about something and not get too low about it, or try not to get too low. I mean, obviously, low thing happened, but I feel like just his leadership, his poise, his just calmness, I'm definitely fired up.
All right, for both
plays a big part in it. Yeah.
For both of you guys, and Billy, you weren't here last year, but the new offense with Coach Grimes, what can Badger fans expect? What's going to look different, and why are you guys excited to be a part of this new offense?
You want to say the scheme statement or me?
You got don't know if I can beg it out.
Yeah, let's
right
see.
Now.
Let's see if it can come back to me. We're going to be a violent attacking offense that will impose its will on opponents through a dominant run game, vertical passing game, and distortion in order to disrupt, disorient, and dictate terms to the defense.
Yes, sir.
That's like right you guys there. Know. Can we do that in Latin?
No.
No. I don't know any Latin.
No,
that might be
I know.
Yeah,
I can say. I can.
So
say,
I mean, no. He has a philosophy. Yeah. You guys obviously it's been pounded in, and I've always said. I love it when you can see and hear the players echoing what the coaches are saying. It's getting through and guys are bought in. So when you just went through that, I know it's funny, but there is something like you guys are bought into what Grimes is trying to get done here with this offense.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like the fans will be excited. That's the best I can put it. They'll be excited because we're excited and we're going to be good.
You know, truthfully, obviously, like you said, I wasn't here. I haven't – you know, this is my first season here, but like – you know, with all my official visit, like, you know, 80% of my time on my official visit was spent talking with Coach Grimes. Like, I still, you know, have the notes on my iPad. I was like, you know, give me your vision. Give me your scheme statement. And, you know, it was almost verbatim of obviously, you know, he met with the coaches, the whole coaching staff, offensive coaching staff, and they came up with, you know, the scheme statement that I just gave you. But he almost gave me that verbatim of, you know, this is who I am as a play caller. This is my identity, and this is what I want to do. And I think everything we've done, you know, since January 5th or whatever, you know, day we started in here with, you know, installs and walkthroughs and OTAs and spring ball and so on to, you know, we're about a month out from fall camp has been about, you know, that scheme statement. And that scheme statement aligns with the guys we have here. We're continuing to bring in better and better skill, you know, every year. So that's only going to elevate us in terms of what we want to do with, you know, obviously the run game, but the vertical passing game that we want to, you know, be able to take advantage of and take the tops off defenses when, you know, they give us the opportunity to.
Tell us a little bit more about, you know, obviously Vinny's going to be the centerpiece, but from the receiving core, who else are you excited about?
Shoot, I'll try not to give you every receiver in the room, but like, you know, Tresh Kekahuna, seeing him come back, you know, so far from, you know, when he got banged up in spring a little bit, like, you know, he's the guy I'm excited for. Haven't gotten a whole ton of opportunities to throw him live reps. So the more reps I've gotten, you know, over these last couple of weeks, I'm really excited about him. Joe Griffin, he's shown, you know, some highlights in spring, even in the summer workouts. Obviously, you guys know Jane Bowd, he runs 23.2. Chris Brooks, he's a big body. He's a physical route runner. He's a physical receiver. Goes and gets the ball. Not afraid to go, you know, dig out and block guys. Like, we have a lot of weapons in this room. And I think the nice thing with you know, kind of what we want to do on offense, the multiplicity of it is, you know, one game Vinny may go for 180, and the next game it may be Chris Brooks that gets, you know, 95 yards. So, see you, Johnny. So I think it's just the you know, the nature of the room, and we have a lot of guys that, you know, there's probably four more guys I want to name right now. But I think, you know, just the growth from that, you know, from that room ever since January when I came into now, I think, you know, there's still some more growth to go with, you know, like everyone on the offense side of the ball on the team, but definitely in that receiver room, like, you know, we got some guys that are poised to make, you know, a big name for themselves this year.
Talking with Badgers quarterback Billy Edwards and Badgers wide receiver Vinny Anthony on Wilde and Tausch. All right, guys, I got a couple of quick ones I know you want to get going. One, Billy, you were 18 at Wake, and you were 9 at Maryland.
Correct.
I'm just curious, Vinny, had he wanted number 8, would you have given it to him because you finally got your own number? Which, you know, 86, 22. Would you have given it?
I mean, giving it to the quarterback
QB
over the punters, it means you're elevated.
Yeah, if you didn't give it to me and I heard that punter story, I probably would have been a little upset.
He wouldn't have got it. I ain't gonna lie.
That's fine.
There's a price. Hey, there's a price for everything.
You guys got to talk to Jaden Ballard because he wore 9 at Ohio State. I wore 9, obviously, at Maryland. I wore 4 in high school. So I didn't know. There was a small part of me that I was like, oh, maybe I go back to 4. Maybe I stick with 9. I don't know. Me and him, I think, committed maybe like a day or two after, you know, in between each other. Mm-hmm. So I committed first. So I got the first pick at 9. I think if he committed first, he would have tried to get 9. So you guys will have to, you know, when you get a chance to talk to him, ask him about that. He still gives me a hard time.
Well, Vinny, had that worked out that way, you would have had a little bit of extra NIL money from somebody to feed your dog. Vinny, in all seriousness, and by the way, I love Coach Grimes' mission statement. It's pretty hard to get on a small poster. It's going to require a larger size poster. But I am curious, because of your experience, going all the way back to Graham Mertz, who's now in the NFL, what are the challenges for you as a wide receiver, quarterback after quarterback after quarterback after quarterback? And what can you do to help the guys in your room and help Billy with that process? Because that can't be easy for you to have gone through.
Yeah, I'd say the biggest thing that I feel like our group does well is that we always try to find time to just build chemistry, whether it's on the field or off the field, because that might be overlooked, but off-the-field chemistry plays a big part in on-the-field chemistry. And just being able to trust that he'll know where I'm going to be, or he knows where I'm going to be, and I know where he's going to put the ball. And that just comes with time. And, I mean, that's the hardest part, is really just building chemistry. And then after that, it's just play ball. And I feel like now we've definitely built that chemistry, and now we're just going to elevate that in the entire room. And I'm more excited for you guys as the fans to see what we can do. So,
I think we're all excited about that. All right, Vinny, I got one more for you, and then I'll let Tausch close up shop. Look, we were giving you a hard time about it being your birthday, and after then sharing that you have a fiance and dogs, I mean, you're pretty. You're kind of an old man in terms of your lifestyle. Jesse would be the same way. But in all seriousness, so I cover the Packers. And one of the things that Matt LaFleur has challenged Jordan Love to do this year is be more of a vocal leader. And Billy said it, right? You're a little bit of a quieter guy, I think, is the vibe that I get from you. But this team's obviously counting on your leadership, especially in the receiver room. So how have you evolved as a leader, and how do you think you're going to approach it this year when you've got a new quarterback that you already got connectivity with, but this is still a team that you guys are going to be melding together throughout fall camp and then even early in the season?
Yeah, I think since the guys came in, I've tried to build connections with everybody in the room, whether it's the new freshmen that just got in this summer, or if it was the winter with, like, Eugene, and just building with Langdon from like last year, all the younger guys, just bringing them the same philosophy that I got when I came in here. Like, okay, we're gonna be physical, and we're gonna grind in everything that we do. And I think just pounding that into them, and even Coach Reed helped me with that leadership role. Also, he's definitely helped me with that, just being more vocal, allowing me to speak in front of the receivers, in our meetings and stuff like that. Just being in front of the team, and I think we'll definitely benefit from it, just because obviously everybody's looking towards me. I'm the older guy now, like you said. I'm about to be 22. I am 22 today, so I mean, like, I'm not the young guy anymore. I'm not looking up to anybody.
Damn,
like,
you
everybody's
old.
Looking up to me. Chill. But I think our group will be good, and we have. I'm not the only leader in our group. Like, we have Chris Brooks is a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden's a good leader. Tyrell's a good leader. Joe's a good leader. Like, we have, like, our group has good leadership just woven into it. And I think even just receiver-wise, we're going to be good. And I think that trickles through to all other places too, because a lot of the time we're the energy boost. And when we're doing good, the team most likely is doing good too.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Vinny, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Do we think you're going to have a good turnout with your teammates tonight? At your birthday party.
It'll be decent.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that is Tausch, we may have reached the point where we're so old that these guys don't even get the draft day reference with Bo Callahan.
Tell me more. I don't know anything about it. I don't know if these guys have any clue of it. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Do you guys get that reference? Because Bo Callahan, Badgers quarterback,
he didn't bring his whole
his
team.
Better.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll be on it. Vinny's pulling all the, what is it? Senior citizens of the team out tonight.
The AARP cards are coming out over at whatever establishment you guys go to.
Yeah. 22 and over, 50% off.
Bring your AARP and your red card.
And your red card. Make sure.
That's right.
The red card.
How great is the red card, guys?
You gotta use it while you have it.
Guys, thank you so much. Glad that you could make it. We are excited. Vinny, I'll tell you what, man. You've been kind of hyping up Badger fans today. I think we need it. I think everybody is excited to see what this new offense can do under both Coach Grimes and obviously Billy and your guys' group. So we're excited to see it, and thanks for all your time today.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday, VA. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you guys.
That was fun. All right. Thanks to Billy Edwards, and Vinny Anthony for joining us from Squat Fest. We still got a little bit left of the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get to that coming up. We will also remind you that the 4th of July is right around the corner, and Steinhoffel's 4th of July sale is here already today. And the savings are sizzling. Right now, save 10% store-wide on furniture for every room. Plus, get hot doorbusters like a Sealy mattress, any size, just $199. Could this be right? And it gets even better. Take an extra $100 off every $999 that you spend. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's number one furniture and mattress destination and has been trusted for over 90 years. So shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Don't miss the 4th of July sale only at Steinhoffel's. More from Squat Fest on the UW campus next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Molly Brown from Jim, Matt, and Molly, a finalist for Best of Madison Radio Team. Help us take home the gold and vote for us every day at madisonmagazine.com/BOM.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back.
All right, you would think that Bulaga was at Squat Fest, given how late we're running. Tausch, set the scene. So the defense is lifting now, is that correct?
So, yes, when we were starting with Riley and we all were going crazy in here, it's because they kind of keep everybody cooped up and then they crack the door open and everybody starts sprinting in to get their squat out.
Sounds a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Be careful.
You probably would be a little nervous about it, but they
exactly.
So they went in. They started probably 9:30-ish. So we will catch up. I don't know if we'll be able to catch up with many of the defenders. We'll get Brady Collins and hopefully Luke Fickell yet. But this will be a nice little window to talk some Packers, as I'm sure some of our fans are hoping to do.
All right. Well, we'll do that after Tausch tells us about his love of Coors Lights.
It's nice and cool down here, but I'm heading to the Killers tonight. I guarantee a Coors Light or two will be in my hand. Whether you're tailgating a concert, a ball game, enjoying your experience during the concert, a big win after the game and or concert, or you just want a moment to chill, crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. Coors Light is brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Heck, if you want to celebrate Vinny Anthony's birthday, do that as well. Celebrate it responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We'll shift gears to the Packers during a respite of Squat Fest to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. We'll do that in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.